This is Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News. Today I'm joined by Jed Adam and Bob Warman of the Jed Adam Band. How are you guys today?
Real good, thanks.
Excellent. Now, as I understand, you guys have a big CD release happening this weekend. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Alrighty.
We're doing a CD album release at KC Hall in Effingham, and it starts at 8 p.m.
Very cool. And is there a cover charge for this event?
There is no cover charge. It'll be out back on their patio.
Very cool. Now, have you guys been working on this CD for a long time?
This CD is songs that we've played together for about the last year. And in February, we went to Shelbyville to a friend of mine. His name's Brad Eversall. He has a home studio, does a really good job. I trusted him with the music and the recording and stuff. He does a good job. He's got a really great ear for that kind of stuff. And so in February, we went and recorded these six songs. But we've been working on the songs probably for about the last year.
Sure, sure. And, you know, what type of music do you guys usually like to play?
I personally am open to all sorts of music. I think everybody else in the band is too.
Yeah, I like a lot of older rock music, 60s and 70s. I grew up listening to groups like the Beatles and Three Dog Night and The Who and Led Zeppelin, bands like that. I think you can probably hear some of that, especially Beatles type of music in the kind of music that our band plays. We get that comparison once in a while, I think.
Okay, and now are all of you guys from this area?
Yeah, within a 20-mile radius of Effingham. Neoga and St. Elmo and Cumberland area.
Okay, and how long have you been together?
We've been playing since early last year. So we've been playing for not quite a year and a half together.
Okay, and how did you guys kind of find each other? How did the band get started?
Josh Morrison is our lead guitar player. I've played music with him for probably the last 4 to 5 years. We've done some trios and duet kind of things together. We've just been friends for quite a long time. I think I actually met him through some church events. And then Bob, I'd seen Bob around, and he was in the music store one day, and we got to chatting, and we decided that maybe we should get together sometime, and he was great friends with Kyle, and Kyle is our drummer, so he kind of pulled Kyle in, and it just worked out really good.
All right. Very cool. Now, if someone is interested in finding out more information about your band, where can they go to do that?
They can visit www.jedadamband.com.
We also have a Facebook page. Most people do that anymore, so you can find the Jed Adam Band on Facebook, and that'll let you know about other events and things like that.
Okay, cool. Now, do you guys have your music available online anywhere?
I have some previous recorded material that I've been writing and playing music for quite a few years, mostly on my own and with friends or family, and so I have some music that's available on iTunes. If you look up Jedediah Adam, this project is the band project is it will also be on iTunes starting on Saturday morning. iTunes, Amazon, just about anywhere you can find digital music online, you should be able to find Jed Adam Band.
Now, of course, the best way to get it though is to go to the live CD release, right?
We would love to see a lot of people there. Yep.
Now, are you guys going to be signing CDs at all during that event?
Yes, that's what people want us to do.
All right, very cool. Once again, you guys are having a CD release party that is Saturday night at what time?
8 p.m. And until about 11:30 at night.
Very cool.
At the KC Hall there in Effingham.
Right, and if people want to find out more information, they can check you guys out on Facebook. Well, thank you very much for your time today. I greatly appreciate it. Don't forget, check out their live CD release party Saturday night at the Knights of Columbus here in Effingham. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you.